Hello, this is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, the North Carolina Symphony, and the Town of Cary. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. Pinecone, Flat Picking Guitar Workshop with Tim May and Dan Miller. Herb Young Community Center, 101 Wilkinson Avenue, Cary. Saturday, April 2nd, workshop 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then again 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Concert, 7:30 p.m. Workshop registration, $80 for the general public, $70 for Pinecone members. You can join online or by calling 919-664-8302. The concert tickets are $15, $10 for workshop participants. To register or reserve tickets with a credit card, contact workshop leader Dan Miller at 800-413-8296. Tim May and Dan Miller, co-authors of the popular 8-volume Flat Picking Essentials Guitar Course, will conduct a hands-on, all-level flat picking guitar workshop in Cary on Saturday, April 2nd. The workshop will cover a wide range of flat picking guitar topics and answer any and all participants' specific questions. The 6-hour workshop, broken into 2 3-hour sessions with a break for lunch, will focus on instructing musicians how to use efficient left and right hand technique to increase speed, improve note clarity and fluidity, and develop good tone. Other topics discussed will include opening up and exploring the entire range of the guitar fretboard and an introduction to improvisation for students of all levels. Each student will have the opportunity to spend individual time and get direct feedback from one of the instructors. Now, here's the current Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There's no charge beyond regular admission for this service. For information, you can contact Arts Access at 919-833-9919. Sunday, April 10th, 2 p.m., it's Carmen, sponsored by the Carolina Ballet, the Fletcher Opera Theater. When the Spanish soldier Don Jose falls under the spell of the alluring gypsy Carmen, the dramatic tension builds fast and stays high. The Washington Post reported that. Robert Weiss's Carmen, set to the music of George Bizet, will have you on the edge of your seat from the fateful opening moments to the final shocking climax. Tickets for this event are $25 to $60 and can be ordered online or by calling the box office at 919-719-0900. Here's a date correction. And the first event, Carmen, was also a date correction. It was April 10th, not April 3rd, as originally reported. And now the shape of the table is also April 10th at 2 p.m. Burning Coal, Murphy School, by David Edgar. After huge successes with the first two plays, Pentecost, The Prisoner's Dilemma, in his Iron Curtain trilogy, director Jerome Davis tackles the final play in the trilogy about a group of politicians huddled within the government, jockeying for control as thousands march on their building in an effort to wrestle power from their grip. Playwright David Edgar, Nicholas Nickleby, returns to Raleigh to work with Burning Coal for the third time. Tickets are $20. You can call 919-834-4001. And Friday, April 15th, 8 p.m., it's Mercy Seat, Raleigh Ensemble Players, held at 213 Fayetteville Street, Suite 202, by Neil LaBoot. It's September 12, 2001, and Ben, a man who worked at the World Trade Center but was away from the office during the attack, is with his mistress, Abby, who is also his boss. Expecting that his family believes that he was killed in the tower's collapse, Ben contemplates using the tragedy to run away and start a new life with his lover. from the creator of Bash, Latter-day Plays, produced by REP in 2001 and named as one of that year's best productions and a best of the decade production by The Independent. Phone for information, 919-832-9607. Now let's turn to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. April 1st, Student Composers Concert, 8 p.m., Person Recital Hall. April 2nd, Duo 21, Anna Cromwell from Eastern Illinois University and Myra Frisch from UNC Charlotte performing new compositions for violin and cello, featuring a new work by UNC faculty Stephen Anderson, 8 p.m., Person Recital Hall. April 7th, UNC Percussion Ensemble, 7:30 p.m., Keenan Rehearsal Hall. April 8th, UNC Wind Ensemble and UNC Symphony Band, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall. Tickets are $10 general admission, $5 for UNC students, faculty, staff, and seniors. For information and tickets for this event, call 919-843-3333. April 10th, UNC Guitar Ensemble, 2 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. April 10th, MICO at UNC Spring Chamber Music Recital, 6 p.m., Person Recital Hall. April 15th and 16th, UNC Opera presents Mozart's Magic Flute with Orchestra, 8 p.m., Historic Playmakers Theater. $5 tickets for students, $10 for adults. For further information, you can always call the music department at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Now let's turn to Duke performances. Jeff Tane, Watts, Ravi Coltrane, Nicholas Payton, and Christian McBride. Watts Project, Friday, April 1st, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium. Tickets are $32, $26, and $18. Duke students, $5. Note, Ravi Coltrane has replaced David Sanchez on this concert. In this gathering of jazz headliners, three-star band leaders assemble to support Jeff Tane Watts, legendary sideman and Grammy-winning drummer who shines even brighter when cast as lead. Surrounding the polyrhythmic dynamo, according to NPR, are the younger Coltrane, son of John and Alice, on sax, the trumpet wizard Payton, and the formidable McBride on bass. The irascible veteran leads them all in an evening of breakneck Watts originals, propulsive and sly. They give the band's near telepathic improvisation, says Jazz Times, a trickster's edge. This, says NPR, is an off-the-cuff pianoless quartet going for broke. Never short of visionary, Tane possesses heat, nuance, maturity, and a bounty of ideas, says Entertainment Weekly on Jeff Tane Watts. There is no disputing heredity, yet there also is no doubt that this Coltrane has taken his own giant steps. Genius here extends across generations, the son's path informed, not confined, by the name Coltrane. That's according to Jazz Times on Ravi Coltrane. Ranks among the most persuasive trumpeters to come out of New Orleans in the past 20 years. The emotional fervency of his playing matched by the brilliance of his technique. That's the Chicago Tribune on Nicholas Payton. And finally, an uncommon synthesis of brawn, agility, and wit. That's the New York Times on Christian McBride. Chiappi Quartet Concert Number 4, Mozart. John Supko, Brahms. Saturday, April 2nd, 8 p.m., Nelson Music Room. $20 admission, $5 for Duke students. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Founded in 1965, the Chiappi has been Duke's resident chamber ensemble for more than four decades, turning out bracing performances of new and classical programs with genuine warmth and effortless coordination, says the New York Times. The program is Mozart's string quartet in B-flat major, K589 Prussian. John Supko, new string quartet, world premiere. Brahms, String Quartet No. 2 in A Minor, Opus 51, No. 2. Ciampi Quartet Lunchtime Classics No. 4, Mozart Quartets, Tuesday, April 5th, 12 p.m., Rare Book Room, Perkins Library, free and open to the public. General admission, doors open half hour before showtime. In each of these free lunchtime events, 50 minutes of the most essential music is accompanied by a brief introduction by a quartet member. Admission is free. Food is not provided, but audience members are encouraged to bring lunch. This season, the Ciampi addresses canonical works by Mozart. The program is Mozart's Serenade No. 13 for strings in G major, K525, Ein Klein Nachtmusik with John Brown bass, Mozart's String Quartet No. 22 in B flat major, K589, Prussian. Note, parking for all Ciampi Lunchtime Classics is available in the Bryan Center Parking Garage, PGIV, not on the Chapel Quad. Venice Baroque Orchestra featuring Giuliano Carmignola, violin, Thursday, April 7th, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium, $46, $38, and $22 admission, Duke students $5. Founded in Italy by the dazzlingly Epicurean Andrea Marcon in 1997, the Venice Baroque Orchestra is now recognized as the world's most adventurous and dramatic period instrument ensemble, known for ravishing performances of classic scores, supported by the charismatic high-voltage virtuoso Carmignola on violin, says the Washington Post. The group strips the varnish of Vivaldi to recover the music's strips the varnish off Vivaldi to recover the music's original vitality. The program is Vivaldi Sinfonia in A major for strings and continuo, RV 158, Marcello Concerto in D minor for oboe, strings and continuo, Albinoni Concerto in G major for strings and continuo, Opus 6, No. 4. Tartini Concerto in A major for violin, strings and continuo, D96. And three from Vivaldi, Concerto in E flat major for violin, strings and continuo, RV 253, La Tempesta di Mare, Concerto in G minor for violin, strings, and continuo, RV 332, Concerto in D major for violin, strings, and continuo, RV 210. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. We have quite a few Duke events. Here's the first. The Pitchforks of Duke University present the Spring Show 2011. Saturday, April 2nd, 2 p.m., Page Auditorium, general seating $5. It's that time of year. The flowers are blooming by the chapel. The boys and girls are tanning on the quad. Yep, it's spring, which also means it's time for the Pitchforks annual Spring Show. The Pitchforks, Duke's oldest all-male a cappella group, will be on stage filling the air with melodies, harmonies, and pheromones for all to enjoy. The show will be over well before the final four games start, so don't worry about that. Come on out for our biggest show of the year and hear a set complete with the songs you already love and a whole bunch of new tunes and dance moves that are guaranteed to drop your collective jaws. This is the one show you don't want to miss from the most award-winning musical group on campus. Mendelssohn's St. Paul Performances, Sunday, April 3rd, 4 to 6 p.m., Duke Chapel. Tickets are $15 for adults, $5 for non-Duke students and youths ages 12 to 17 only. And free for the first 200 Duke students, $5 thereafter. The Duke Initiatives in Theology and the Arts and Duke Chapel will co-sponsor a performance of Felix Mendelssohn's St. Paul. This rarely heard choral work sets texts mainly from the arts, Acts of the Apostles, to music, carrying the listener through the drama of the church's story. The piece will be performed by the Duke Chapel Choir and Orchestra, conducted by Rodney Wincoop. Tickets are on sale at www.tickets.duke.edu. children under 12 will not be admitted. Durham Community Concert Band Spring Concert featuring young artists solo competition winners. Sunday, April 3rd, 7 to 8:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. The concert will feature young artists solo competition winners Yusheng Zhang of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, performing Concerto Opus No. 107 by Cecile Chaminade, and Nicole Linderman of Morrisville, North Carolina, performing Concerto Opus 8 by Franz Strauss. The band will perform works by Gustav Holst, Dmitri Shostakovich, Alfred Reed, William Schumann, Joseph Wilcox Jenkins, and Stephen Bryant. Duke New Music Ensemble, DNME, Sunday, April 3rd, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Biddle 19, it's in Bone Hall. Admission is free. The Duke New Music Ensemble, directed by David Kirkland Garner, is in its fourth year as a performing ensemble at the Duke University Department of Music, bringing together undergraduate and graduate students in performing music written in the 20th and 21st centuries, as well as the new works by Duke student composers. In addition, DNME collaborates regularly with faculty and guest artists from Duke University and other institutions across North Carolina. For information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Graduate Composers Concert, Monday, April 4th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. New works by graduate student composers. Again, contact Elizabeth Thompson for information at 919-660-3333. Duke Jazz Ensemble with John Metzger Vibraphone, Friday, April 8th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $10 general admission, $5 for Duke students and senior citizens. A winner of a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship grant for performance, John Metzger has appeared at well-known jazz venues across the United States and has led his quartet on tours of Germany, Italy, Holland, Belgium, and Austria. He has served as a jazz ambassador to more than 20 foreign countries in the Near East, Africa, and Central America under the auspices of the United States Information Agency's Arts America program. A graduate of the North Carolina School of the Arts, Metzger currently resides in North Carolina. And again, for information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Jazz at the Mary Lou, Wednesday, April 6th and April 13th. Mary Lou Williams Center. Admission is free. Fill your Wednesday evenings with live jazz and the exquisite company of jazz lovers from campus and community in an energetic and engaging atmosphere. Enjoy live performances by local musicians as well as Duke music students with special guest artists, all brought together by John Brown, director of the Duke Jazz Studies program. Light hors d'oeuvres and liquid refreshments will be provided with the option to enjoy late-night fare and drinks in the faculty commons provided by Plate and Pitchfork. Duke Jazz Combos, Tuesday, April 12th, 7 to 8 p.m. By the way, the Mary Lou Williams program is April 6th and 13th at 9:30 p.m. Now, Duke Jazz Combos, Tuesday, April 12th, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., Mary Lou Williams Center. Admission is also free. Undergraduate students perform in small group jazz combinations. Duke Symphony Orchestra with Jung Oh Soprano and Irene Roberts Mezzo-Soprano. Wednesday, April 13th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. The Duke Symphony Orchestra, Harry Davidson, Music Director, presents Symphonic Songs in a Song Symphony. Program Granger, Irish Tune from County Derry, Mahler, Five Rucket Lieder, and Symphony No. 4 in G Major for Soprano and Orchestra. Jung Oh is a doctoral candidate at the Cleveland Institute of Music. In 2009, she appeared on the Baldwin stage in the Duke Symphony Orchestra's production of A Midsummer Night's Dream with music by Felix Mendelssohn. Irene Roberts, holds a Bachelor's of Music degree in vocal performance from the University of the Pacific Conservatory of Music and a Master of Music degree in vocal performance from the Cleveland Institute of Music. Duke Wind Ensemble, Saxophones en Masse, Thursday, April 14th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. The Duke University Wind Symphony, directed by Verena Mosenbeckler-Bryant, presents Saxophones en Masse, featuring Susan Fancher and Mark Engelbretten's duo concertante, Duke University composition students, and a guest performance by the North Carolina Saxophone Ensemble. Works by Engelbretten, Shostakovich, Holtz, Tchaikovsky, Macbeth, and others. Fred Hemke, professor of music at Northwestern University, has recorded numerous CDs and has performed with groups such as the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and the Kronos Quartet. And finally, Encounters with the Music of Our Time presents The Persistence of Smoke and Tentative Embrace, Friday, April 15th and Saturday, April 16th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Admission is free. Encounters with the Music of Our Time, the Department of Music's new music series, presents a world premiere double bill. Kathleen Bader's Tentative Embrace for Chamber Ensemble and George Lamb's and John Justice's one-act opera, The Persistence of Smoke, directed by Jay Oberski, featuring the Chiappi Quartet, the Red Clay Saxophone Quartet, mezzo-soprano Sandra Cotton, soprano Nakia Werner, and baritone Scott McLeod. This event is off-campus at the Golden Belt, Building 2, second floor, 807 East Main Street in Durham. For information on any of these events, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Let's turn now to the North Carolina Symphony, the Barbra Streisand Songbook. Friday, April 1st and Saturday, April 2nd, 8 p.m., Amandi Concert Hall in Raleigh. Marvin Hamlisch, guest conductor, Julie Budd, vocalist. Marvin Hamlisch presents the Barbra Streisand Songbook. Broadway legend and pop's icon, Marvin Hamlisch presents this tribute to one of the greatest entertainers of all time, Barbra Streisand, featuring the show-stopping vocal talents of Julie Budd. Tickets are $40 to $70, seniors $30, students $10. Musical destinations. 2010-2011 Duke Medicine Classical Series, Chapel Hill. Thursday, April 7th, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall in Chapel Hill, and Friday and Saturday, April 8th and April 9th, 8 p.m., Mamandi Concert Hall in Raleigh. Noriko Ogawa Piano. Music director Grant Llewellyn takes you across the pond and realizes a dream with an inspired musical pairing, Butterworth's A Shropshire Lad and Vaughan Williams's London Symphony. Add Saint-Saëns's colorful Egyptian piano concerto for a transporting concert event. So the program is Butterworth, A Shropshire Lad, Saint-Saëns's Piano Concerto No. 5 Egyptian, and Vaughan Williams Symphony No. 2 London. Tickets are $30 to $45 for the performances in Chapel Hill and $30 to $60 in Raleigh. Once Upon a Time, 2010-2011 Southern Pines Series, Thursday, April 14th, 8 p.m., Pinecrest High School Auditorium, Southern Pines, and Duke Medicine Classical Series in Raleigh, Friday, April 15th, Saturday, April 16th, 8 p.m., Mamandi Concert Hall in Raleigh. Stuart Goodyear Piano, a wonderful program. I wish I was conducting it, says Grant Llewellyn. Prepare to be charmed. The orchestra guides you through a cornucopia of melodies based on children's music and stories, including Doinani's feisty variations on a nursery song and favorite works by Ravel, Stravinsky, and Tchaikovsky. Ravel, Mother Goose Suite. Doinani, Variations on a Nursery Song for Piano and Orchestra, Tchaikovsky and Orchestra, Stravinsky, Bluebird, Pas de Deux from Sleeping Beauty, and Stravinsky's Petrochukha. Ticket prices are $25 to $40 for the Southern Pines concert and $30 to $60 for the Raleigh concert. For tickets, program notes, podcast, visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll free at 877-627-6724. Now let's turn to the town of Cary. Green Hope Pops Concert, featuring performances by the Green Hope High School Symphonic Band and Chorus, Tuesday, April 5th. Tickets, lawn general admission seating, $6 for adults and $4 for kids, students, and seniors. Kids ages 2 and under are free. Wake County Public School System employees also are free with an ID. Tickets can be purchased at the Booth Amphitheater box office or online at www.ticketmaster.com. 7 to 9 p.m., doors open at 6 p.m. Parking lots open at 6 p.m. and parking is free. Patrons are permitted to bring food, beverage items into the park for this event. Amphitheater will have a variety of food, beverage items available also during the show. Camera and video cameras are allowed. So once again, this is the Green Hope Pops Concert featuring performances by the Green Hope High School Symphonic Band and Chorus. Spring Sertoma Series presents the SAS Show Choir Vocal Motion, free, Saturday, April 10th, 3 p.m., Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park, 801 High House Road. Vocal Motion will perform a Broadway-style musical review that includes a variety of music from pop to country, Billy Joel to Michael Jackson, and everything in between. For more information, call 919-319-4560. Dinner and Concert, Friday, April 15th, from 5:30 to 7:30, Herbert Young Community Center. The Cary Senior Center and Marvelous Music Series presents an unforgettable evening. Join us for a catered meal and music performed by the John Brown Quartet. For more information, call 919-469-4081. The fee is $27 per person. That includes dinner and the concert ticket. And finally, Marvelous Music Series presents John Brown Quintet. Opening act, Jazz Force, 11 students from around the Triangle. Friday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m., Herbert C. Young Community Center, 101 Wilkinson Avenue. This award-winning jazz group specializes in music from the time-honored bebop and hard bop eras of jazz, bringing new life to some of the best-known classics while also introducing original music. For more information, call 919-319-4560. Tickets are $18 for adults, $16 for seniors 55 and above, $56 for family and friends, four-pack. Well, it looks like we're just about ready to run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.